I'm Angie Atkinson, and I'll be your guide. I'm just kidding. And today we're going to talk about what it takes to tame those intrusive thoughts that come into your head during a time like this, and also just in toxic relationships in general. So let me just start off by telling you a little story. First of all, I don't know about you, but I am struggling here and there with these thoughts because, you know, I'm thinking things like, maybe this is like the beginning. Somebody said to me the other day, oh, I feel like I'm in the beginning of a movie, you know, one of those apocalyptic movies. And, you know, looking at the empty store shelves, all the stuff on the TV, I mean, it's hard to not think things like that, right? I'm there. And I totally get why people feel the way they feel. One thing I want to point out really quickly, unrelated to this topic, is that someone said my camera was up too high, and perhaps they were correct. So I have now lowered my camera down to eye level, so I hope you guys find that a little more friendly as we're going forward. Good morning, everybody. All right. As usual, what I'll be doing today is going from the... I'll do about 15 minutes of content where I'll explain some thoughts and ideas and actionable tips that you can use to get rid of these thoughts. And then I'm going to jump into reading the cards, which will take about a minute and a half. And then we'll jump into into the chat and talk to everybody. All right. Yes. Changing my life. I've seen that. Jay, maybe. Hey. All right. Let's jump into this and then we'll come right back to our chat. Okay. So as I said, we are talking about how to tame intrusive thoughts during this difficult time. And I know that for those of us who are survivors, it's sometimes we're always dealing with intrusive thoughts on different levels, right? So, as you know, the coronavirus stuff has got the whole world on edge right now. And if you're familiar with me, or you're someone who's dealt with toxic relationships, then chances are you already know what it feels like. And you have already had intrusive thoughts making you feel scared and miserable. Well, this is apparently something that this is something everyone deals with, but this particular situation that's come up has made it even more difficult, and it's more of a widespread issue. But it's not just limited to survivors. It's I think everyone goes through this at some times. I just think survivors sometimes have a more generous helping of it, right? So let me ask you, if you find yourself feeling like your thoughts are beyond your control, and some of them making you uncomfortable, how do you deal with it? Well, I want you to relax to start, because like I said, they're common, intrusive thoughts, and usually harmless. But I feel like in this time right now, it's just really important that we kind of pay attention, because now a lot of us have so much more time to think in the first place that it makes it a little bit less possible to stay calm, in my opinion. Excuse me. There was one study. Oh, by the way, do you have your coffee? There was one study that Psychology Today talked about where they asked volunteers to talk about what goes through their minds, sort of stream of consciousness. And they found that the average participant would have about 500 unintentional thoughts every single day. And about 30% of those were either socially unacceptable or downright shocking. We can relate, right? Well, the study was done before all the coronavirus stuff, so on one level, there's a little validation for you, because maybe we're all a little normal than we think. You know, chances are that not every single person in that study had been in a toxic relationship. So, but there's good news, and that is that you can learn to feel more at ease, even when your mind takes a dark turn, by using a number of techniques. And we're going to start, and we're going to talk about that. So I'm going to share some meditation techniques and some self-help techniques, and then a couple of professional intervention type things you can do. Okay, so let's start with the meditation thing. This one's quick. Meditation to release intrusive thoughts or to reduce them. You have to start with, number one, letting go of judgment, because most of your discomfort probably comes from resisting what's on your mind rather than letting the thought just sort of flow through, rather than from the thought itself. So with regular practice, you can use mindfulness meditation to observe and accept your feelings and let the thoughts pass. And I can go into that in more detail if you want to, but we're gonna move forward for now. So if you want me to talk more about that part of it, let me know in the comments. Number two, focus on your breath. Because paying attention to how you're breathing, paying attention to your breath, it keeps you in the present moment. So you're gonna learn to distinguish between you and those thoughts that are passing through. You don't have to make, the thoughts don't have to be you. You know what I'm saying? They can just pass through. Number three, slow down, because most of these intrusive thoughts are only going to last 14 seconds or less, according to research. So if you just wait them out, sometimes they'll pass even quicker. Okay, now we're going to jump into some other techniques you can use yourself at home. And number one is avoid suppression. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, when you're actively like, I don't want to think that thing, I don't want to think that thing, it's going to backfire. You know, intentionally trying to avoid intrusive thoughts, usually those thoughts are going to be right in your face. So think about that Harvard experiment where subjects were asked to stop thinking about polar bears and wound up making it difficult to think about anything else. Are you thinking of a polar bear right now? Because I am. You know, so try to focus on that. Okay, number two, changing your expectations. So if we're sitting around and we're like, oh, the coronavirus, ooh, it's so stressful, and we're watching all the news, I'm not gonna lie, I'm watching the news too. But when it gets to a point where I think I understand everything that's happening in the current moment, I move away from it, because if I sit around and I stress about it, I'm worried that all these intrusive thoughts are gonna come, I'm gonna lose my mind, whatever, what's gonna happen? They're coming. It's gonna reinforce those negative thoughts. So instead of that, try to just see negative thoughts that pass through. It's just part of life. I mean, it happens. We're maybe more aware of it right now because we're all stuck in our houses, not working or going to school like usual. And so that's part of it. I mean, I'm working like usual, but I also have my kids at home, which usually they go to school. So it's a thing. Anyway, number three, change the script. You can, you know, if you're like me, you probably replay those scary things through your head over and over again, right? Whether it's something that actually happened or something that might happen, or like I heard my friend say the other day that, you know, oh, this reminds me of the beginning of an apocalyptic movie. I feel like I'm in the beginning of this movie. And that thought keeps going through my head over and over. Oh my gosh. But I keep reminding myself that's not necessarily the truth. And, you know, we have to get through it the way we're getting through it, whatever. So giving yourself something more productive and pleasant to think about will totally wipe those thoughts out if you let it, you know. And like I've always talked about the pattern interrupt, where you sort of just change, you know, maybe you get up and you move into a different room of the house, or you go outside for a walk, and maybe you just walk on your porch or your balcony right now, but because we're not going too far outside the house, but you do something to change the pattern that you're in. One of my favorite things is that standard affirmation I say to myself, where I say, nope, I now cancel that thought and replace it with this affirmation of my true divine desire. Boom, we're there, right? It helps me, and just even the idea of thinking that sentence sort of pattern interrupts you as it is, because you have to think of all those words, right? So if it's that sentence for you or some other sentence, get a sentence that you can memorize and use as a standard pattern interrupter, right? Forget about office politics, forget about, you know, whatever's stressing you out, forget about the coronavirus, focus on maybe what you're going to eat for dinner, or being grateful that you still have food in your house, or whatever it is, toilet paper, I don't know. Number four, stay on task. Do you find yourself avoiding certain activities because they trigger thoughts that you find it hard to manage? I know personally, you know, just yesterday I needed to go to the grocery store, and I had to pick up a few supplies. Of course, there was no toilet paper. But I'm walking through the store with my hands almost like this the whole time, because I'm trying to not touch things I don't want to touch. And I'm trying to remind myself not to touch my face. And of course, halfway through the store, my nose itched and I didn't want to touch it. And so, oh yeah, point is, I should have been more thoughtful and constructive. I should have tried to find a scarf or something. My checkout lady was ill, apparently, had some kind of cold, said, I'm not contagious. And I'm thinking, how do you know? But I don't say that, you know. And then I go home and I spray all my groceries, as many as I could spray in the packages, with, you know, Lysol. And that's probably not even helpful, but don't worry, I didn't spray anything that would get inside the package. But anyway, the point is, plan a more constructive way to do things, and develop compassion for someone when, you know, they you disagree with them instead of shutting them out. The point is, stay focused on the goal. So when I went to the grocery store, even though all those things were going through my head, I was like, okay, I have to focus on, I need to stock up certain things because we're about to be housebound for the next 3 weeks at least, you know? So I don't know if that's helpful at all. Number five, disengage or try to. Depending on your personality and your preferences, you might want to minimalize your involvement here with these involuntary thoughts. You have to try to maybe consider them sort of irrelevant, or like, what am I thinking about? Move on. You know, not that I'm saying that you should invalidate yourself. You should certainly validate, you know, okay, I understand that I'm thinking this because X, Y, Z, you know, because all the stuff in the news, or because my friend said that thing or whatever, but then recognize them as, you know, irrelevant or not within your control at the very least. Because the bottom line is, when we focus on what we can't control, we're just going to drive ourselves crazy. And so what we can control is, you know, we can do what we need to do to keep ourselves safe and stock our homes up and do whatever. And then we can continue to try to stress about things we can't control, or we can actually start to focus on what we can control. Maybe we want to start a new project during this time, or maybe we want to, you know, take something to the next level. Maybe we want to start a new workout program from home, whatever it is. Focus on what you can control, not what you can't. That's it. I think that's really the best thing you can do. Number six, think it through. So if you do find yourself thinking, okay, well, you know, these thoughts are stressing me out, I can't just think they're irrelevant, I can't this or that, you know, you might feel more relief if you face it head on. So write your thoughts down, or talk them over with someone you trust, or a coach or a therapist or somebody in one of our support groups that are free. And if you find that to be helpful but not stressful, that's the way to go. I mean, everybody's different. Nobody's going to necessarily think, oh, you know, let me rephrase that. We're all different because some of us are going to need to talk about this, and others of us maybe don't want to talk about it. Either way, whatever feels best to you is what you should do. It's not, there's no one size fits all solution is the point of this. Does that make sense? But for all of us, number seven, we should be resting and relaxing right now, because of course our minds are going to wander, but we might feel like overwhelmed by this stuff that's going on. We might feel like almost like our brains are sort of exhausted from too much thinking. So give yourself time to sort of calm yourself down, whether that's through meditation of the more traditional sort, where you're doing the Om thing, or the less traditional sort like mine, where I kind of walk around with music in my head or dance around or whatever feels right to you. Because that's the way that you can clear your head and try to focus on something happier, more positive, or at least more neutral, if nothing else. And in addition to the meditation that we talked about and the little tips I gave you at the beginning, you can use relaxation methods like listening to soft music and taking a long walk, or like just taking a nice hot bubble bath, or, you know, take a nap in the afternoon when you don't normally do that. I mean, I'm not a big napper, but some people really enjoy a nap, you know, whatever it works for you. Yeah. All right. And then if you are finding yourself beyond self-help stuff and you need a little extra support, you can, first of all, if possible, get on the phone and call your doctor. Because a lot of times, you know, while there usually are no significant physical effects and stuff like this from intrusive thoughts, they can cause problems for people, and they can be more difficult to control for some people. And that's especially true if you have gone through certain traumas, or you have OCD, or you have anxiety, or you have, you know, depression, or any sort of CPTSD in some cases. So if that's the case, you know, reach out to your doctor, let them know about what you're dealing with and whether those things are disrupting to your life, because they may be able to call you something in, or they may have some better ideas for you, or they may just want to see you. Either way, never rule out talking to your doctor. That's always a healthy thing to do in the process of figuring this stuff out, right? Even if you don't necessarily want to go see them right now, which I totally and fully support, you should definitely get in touch with them and find out what they need you to do, or if they need you to see them, okay? Number two, get yourself a coach, get yourself a therapist, because sometimes just talking about it whether you're using CBT or you're using DBT or whatever, just any sort of talk therapy or even just talking with a friend can help you to deal with these intrusive thoughts on a really highly effective, in a highly effective way, in ways that you might not be able to do otherwise. Sometimes just having someone who understands and someone who can sort of help you sort through these things and figure out the truth can be really useful. So something to think about. And number three, take medication. And I'm not going to tell you anything else about that except if your doctor says take it, then take it. On a temporary basis or maybe a longer term basis, I don't recommend any sort of medication personally. I would say, I'm not a doctor. Talk to your doctor or your healthcare professional. I have seen a lot of success with non-traditional stuff, and that's all I'm going to say about that. You do what feels right to you, but again, let me just reiterate, always talk to your doctor, all right? The fact is, intrusive thoughts are always going to be popping up in our heads, but if we want to live more comfortably, especially during this difficult time, you know, we need to figure out how to sort of release them and not stay focused on them. So using these meditation techniques and the other simple stuff that we talked about today, it can be a really good place for you to start. And again, if you need more help, definitely talk to your doctor for treatment or whatever it is that your doctor does for you, because again, I'm not a doctor and I do not pretend to be one on TV. Okay. Now, make sure you have your coffee and let's get to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you struggled with intrusive thoughts now or before? And if so, what are the best ways that you have found to overcome them? Or will you try some of these ideas I talked about today? Share your thoughts, your ideas, your experiences in the chat now or in the comment section below if you're watching back later. And let's talk about it. And for now, really quickly, we're going to read the cards and then we are going to jump right into the chat and we're going to do our thing. All right. And I will be here for a few more minutes. All right. Let us do this. Okay. We're going to start off today. Hey, Belle. We're going to start. Darn, I just dropped some of the cards. That's okay. We'll get them later. We're going to start off today with the Dialectical Behavior Therapy Skills deck, as usual. And we are going to do our card number 48, Use Assertive Listening. And it says, use assertive listening. Remember, this is your homework for today, so grab your pen or pencil and get ready. Assertive listening is just as important as assertive speaking. This means you have to be an active listener. Stop thinking about what you're going to say next. Take an interest in what the other person is saying. Reassure the person that you're listening and ask questions. Start today. Good one, right? All right. You can't hear me as well now. Let me see. Uh-oh. Because I lost. Oh my God. Okay. Thank you, flowing piranha. Thank you. Can you hear me better now? I should read that card again, huh? All right. Sorry about that, guys. This is your homework. Use assertive listening. Number 48. Assertive listening is just as important as assertive speaking. This means you have to be an active listener. Stop thinking about what you're going to say next. Take an interest in what the other person is saying and reassure the person that you're listening and ask questions. Start today. Violet is going to jump on the plane. All right. Okay. And we're going to start with, we're going to get, this is the Super Attractor deck by Gabrielle Bernstein. This deck and the CBT deck will be or the DBT deck will be linked in the description below, but you don't need to buy them because I'm sharing all the cards with you over the next several weeks. So today we are, well, actually just the next week or so, because we're about to switch over. Today our card is a very lovely one, and it reads, I am kind and loving toward others while creating clear boundaries that protect my good feeling emotions. I'm going to read it one more time. I am kind and loving toward others while creating clear boundaries that protect my good feeling emotions. Yes. Can you guys hear me better now? All right. All right. I'm going to jump in the chat and we're going to, we're just going to talk about it, see what everybody has to say today. All right. Changing my life. Good morning. MTHFR Survival. Good morning. Nubia. Good morning and welcome back. Donna Doherty, good morning. She says, hi, all in my prayers. Changing My Life says, did you see the people looking up to buy guns, lines around the corner in the building? That's pretty freaking scary, to be honest with you. That does scare me. I feel concerned about that. Yeah. Any thoughts on that? Good morning, Ms. Jamie B. again. So happy to see you around. Bonnie, representing the Mod Squad. Thank you, Miss Bonnie. She says, we already have PTSD. Now we have a worldwide pandemic, lack of supplies, and an economic collapse to add to it. Yes, girl, it is scary. It is. No doubt. No doubt. Nubia says, yes, I'm using pattern interrupt. For every negative, I'm using two positives. That's perfect. Perfect. Good. Changing My Life says, usually it's so easy to relax and be in silence, but my kids are here, so it's noisy. I get it. Trust me. My kids are a little older maybe than yours, because I have a 16-year-old and 12-year-old still at home. And they can be pretty quiet sometimes. But yeah, it's different having them home all day long. It's like summer. For me, it's probably less stressful. The day-to-day of it is probably less stressful than it is for some of you, because that's the main change for me, is the not being able to go out. I like to go to the grocery store usually every few days, and now I'm probably not going to go for a few weeks, and that's a little stressful. But I am doing whatever I can to try to help not spread this, and I certainly don't want to get sick. So yeah. Belle says, hello to all. I hope you receive this. If there was ever a time for it, if there was ever a time, now is it for support. I've missed all of you, but you've never left my thoughts. Been away for about a month. Tech and med issues. Oh, well, I'm glad you're back, Belle. Thank you for being here, my friend. I certainly can see this message. Yeah, Bonnie said, I can just imagine to changing lives. What's for Tea says, I'm still having the occasional intrusive thought about my narcissist and son, but I just want him out of my head completely. Any space he takes is way too much. Totally get that, my friend. Totally get it. Happy Blonde, love it. Great name. says, don't you think it is? You can think about it in your head, but the control comes on whether you act. Don't you think it is? You can think about it in your head, but the control comes whether you can act upon it or not. Well, certainly. I mean, we can think about whatever we want, but if we stay focused and stressed about things that we can't control, I think we're wasting our energy, personally. I have found that there are a lot of things that I could sit around and dwell on that I can't control, but by doing that, I'm just driving myself insane. And what's the point of that? You know, if I can't do anything about it, why stress about it? So again, focusing on the actions you can take to help out, which in this case is stay in your house, you know, try not to, you know, like, for example, when I was at the grocery store yesterday, there were literally two loaves of bread in the whole store. And there was another lady looking for bread. And so instead of taking both loaves of bread, like I thought about doing, because my children love sandwiches, I handed her one of the loaves of bread, because I'm not trying to be totally selfish. I'm trying to help out in any way that I can. So I'm not a big bread person myself, but anyway, but yeah, you're totally right, whether you act upon it or not. Jedi Leah says, yeah, intrusive thoughts, I hate them. Intrusive thoughts turn to obsessing for me. I've had this issue trying to date and trust again. My ex has been cheating for years, had been with multiple women, and I don't know. Oh, intrusive thoughts are real for us as survivors, and they're not something that just come up with a, you know, this standard. This is not standard, but they're not something that just come up when the news gets scary. It's something that we deal with on a daily basis, especially still in the relationship, and even sometimes when we're well out of it. So it's just important, I think, right now for us to recognize, okay, we already have this issue, like Bonnie said, we have CPTSD, or we might, and now it might get a little worse. So now is especially important for us to stay focused on keeping ourselves calm and not kind of losing our minds in this process. You know, staying calm and just dealing with what we can. We don't have any control over what's happening. You know, we don't individually have control, but there are things we can do to make it better, to make it less difficult for ourselves and everyone else in the world. And literally, like I said yesterday, that illustration of the row of matches where one gets pulled out of the line and then the rest don't burn, I really think there's something to that. So, and there was this really great video that I saw yesterday from people in Italy who had all recorded, you know, messages to themselves 10 days ago. like, hey, this is what you should be doing that you're not doing. And I really thought it was powerful. I shared it on my personal page, but you can look it up here, something like urgent message from Italy from for Americans or something. Very powerful stuff. Definitely had me concerned and focused. Okay. Survival says, fighting intrusive thoughts and then being angry with myself made healing so much slower. Yes, yes. We have to be compassionate to ourselves in this process and in any process of getting through. Let's see. Violet says, oh, wow. Violet has a 10-year-old autistic boy who screams all day, wicked relaxing. I am so sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm amused by your word usage of wicked relaxing, because I'm guessing where you're from when I read that. But I know that must be incredibly stressful. I'm so sorry. Bonnie says to Belle, things are getting real dicey. Even my poor dog is shaking when we take her in the car now. Wow. I actually have heard of pet CBD oil. I don't really know anything. I can't talk about it too much. Vicky Carpenter says, try to keep your mind and body at rest. Try to stress less. Watch a funny movie. Great tips. Bonnie says, Violet, my heart goes out to you. Diana Admiral says, is anyone else fighting 3FS struggling this scare isn't adding another channel to CPTSD? I'm having trouble understanding, but I can certainly see how this situation would be more difficult for people with CPTSD. It makes a lot of sense if you think about it, especially the seriousness of it all, you know, and the level of the level of seriousness that has reached where it's literally the entire world dealing with this fear. Yeah. Hey, chilling with Byron. I'm doing well today. How are you, my friend? Bonnie said they've been watching funny movies, old-timey movies, sitcoms. Yeah. Yeah, keep yourself busy, whatever it takes. Bonnie, I'm with you. I don't want to go to the store to fight for toilet paper either. There's no point. Over here, there's no toilet paper, so I'm just going to have to use what I have. And luckily, I tend to keep a few extra rolls in stock, you know, the extra bathroom in the house and all, so hopefully we'll be okay. But, you know, there are things you can do if necessary. You know, you can use tissues or whatever. Just be careful what you throw in your toilet. anyway, Violet says earplugs and headphones and I can still hear him. Just woke me up. Fun stuff. Oh, that's tough. I'm so sorry, Violet. Belle says, yeah, this is a certain time for all of us. I spoke with the nurse at the vet online store looking for supplies for me. She was so helpful. If you're interested, I can give you info. Oh, cool. Bonnie says, I did get my BP meds, though, one day at a time. Everything you accomplish is a plus. Yes. No, Violet, we understand. Believe me. It's hard, I know. Hey, you know what, Liberty? Welcome. Shine on, indeed. Bonnie says, I'm thinking of writing in this time of craziness, journaling about it. Also, taking of learning to play an instrument. I always wanted to do that. I think that's a great idea. I love that. I think I told you guys yesterday I will be doing practicing my clarinet again. So that's fun. Yeah. Belle says, the fear does get me at times. I try to keep it away. I watch as little news as possible from a few trusted sources because I want to stay informed. Stay safe. You're so competent. Totally. Jedi Leah says, yes, I didn't know this would be such a struggle for me. Intrusive thoughts are torture for me. I can't turn them off. I have a new therapist and we've been talking about this. Right on. Chilling with Byron says, exactly. Let's see. Hey, Piper. Welcome back, sis. Jacqueline says, thank you for covering this particular topic. Much needed. I'm a survivor with PTSD and a merchandiser for a brokerage company representing our clients in Walmart. So you're busy, is what you're saying. I'm so sorry. Yeah, Jedi Leah agrees. Or is it Leia? I bet it's Leia. That makes so much more sense. I'm sorry, Leia. She agrees. She says, I only watch relatable people and watch minimal news. I work in a hospital, so I feel pretty informed. I just can't get myself all worked up and watching that constantly would do it. Oh my gosh, I can imagine. Anybody working in healthcare right now, like, you know, thank you for doing what you're doing. I know that must be horrible and scary to good for you for not overthinking it. Changing My Life says the most effective thing for me is focusing on my five senses. That is a great way to do a pattern interrupt. Thank you for sharing it. Yeah, what do you smell? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? Very good stuff. Very good stuff. Thank you, by the way, Flowing Prana, for the heads up on the microphone and Changing My Life. Okay, let's see. I lost my place in chat. Okay. All right. Well, hey, Angela. It did this thing. Okay, so we talked about the card. Okay. Bella Vanmerst says to Bonnie, I apologize. I spoke with so many people trying to track down supplies. I was trying to think outside the box, so I turned to local vet suppliers. Wow. Okay. Flowing Prana says, thank you. You can hear me and you can read. Okay. Bonnie likes the assertive listening thing. Right on. Nubia says, I woke up this morning feeling like I was still with the nothing narc. I panicked and quickly realized I had a bad dream. Woo. She said, I did yoga and waited for your inspiration. Well, I hope it was helpful today. I do, Nubia. Bonnie says, we can hear you good. Okay. Angela says, I'm not sure what's scarier, this COVID-19 thing or the 5G thing. I'm so anxious. I feel like my life is falling apart. I really need to research the 5G thing. I don't really know much about it. But I understand the feeling unsafe. Remember, Angela, to look at those polyvagal theory exercise videos that I have. I think it'll come up here as a card at some point if you want to look at it. But otherwise, just look on my channel because those polyvagal exercises will help with the feeling unsafe thing. Caden says, usually when anxiety or imposter syndrome kicks in, I try to find one reason to prove it wrong. It can be over the tiniest details. Very good stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Changing My Life says to Bonnie, my child has asthma, so getting him in deep breathing is a challenge, but getting him to focus on how his chest moves and when he breathes works better. Oh, that's good. That's really good. Let's see. I'm gonna try to get down here to, hey, Crystal, welcome back. Crystal says, unfortunately, the situation with COVID is now going to interfere with my abilities to list and show my house for sale in prep of divorcing the narcissist. For sure. Yeah. And I don't know how serious that delay will be for you, but it certainly can make it difficult. And I think about no need bread. I need to learn about that. I think about the people who have, weddings coming up or who have like big, you know, events they've been working to put together for years and suddenly they're going to come to fruition and now they can't happen. And like my kids with their music competitions and they were supposed to be in this operetta thing. And, you know, it's a lot. Yeah. Bonnie says, by the way, if anyone has asthma, don't take ibuprofen. It makes breathing harder. Oh, I don't know about that, but she might know what she's talking about. Joe, hey Joe, welcome back, says exercising every day, long bike rides, ocean swims, nature walks, yoga and weights, home gym, help me stay grounded and focused, minimal news, just enough to stay informed. I'm in the same boat, except not all that awesome exercise. Joe, you are looking really good, by the way. Joe is in our group and has recently shared photos of his updated physique, which is quite impressive. And I say that in the most platonic way possible. I don't mean any woo-woo weird stuff there. But he has really been working hard and looking good. Bonnie says, get out the fly swatter and swat yourself when you have ruminating thoughts. Then try to focus on what you can't control, whatever works for you, I guess. I'm not gonna necessarily endorse self-abuse, but that's kind of funny with the fly swatter anyway. Get one that's funny, I guess. Alicia says, I think anxiety and panic affects my asthma. Yeah, I think that's probably absolutely the truth. Bonnie says, be creative in different options. Right on. Jack Lumen in the house. Hey, Jack Lumen, welcome back. Bonnie says, yes, between asthma, world collapse, and narcs in your life, it is truly the dark triad. Oy vey, indeed. Oh, thank you, Diana. I'm sorry about my ignorance there. She says three F's is fight, flight, or freeze, which I am aware of those. And those, I just never heard it called that, which anyway, those particular issues can also be helped with those polyvagal theory exercises that I have on my channel here to start with. Hi, Julie. She says, it's Julie. I don't know what I missed, but I'm so emotional today. Found myself wasting my morning arguing with my narcissist baby daddy for not being here to support his kids during this hard time while he's with the new supply and her kid. It's not my fault, but it's my fault for not paying for an Uber for him. Wow. Julie, it is not your fault. The man should want to spend time with his kids, and it is not your job to pay for his darn Uber, okay? I'm sorry that he put you in that position. I mean, I guess if you're having a hard time with the kids and you need his help and you want to pay for the Uber, I would understand. But at the same time, maybe your life is going to be a little more peaceful without him. I don't know. You tell me your thoughts on that. Flowing Prana says, I listened to a reporter replaying an Italian emergency doctor. It was relaying an Italian emergency doctor. It was eye-opening for sure. Yes. Yes, and there it just did it again. Okay. Oh, good, newbie. I'm so glad it was helpful. Yes, there we go. Survival mind. Yeah. Okay. Bonnie says, yes, the Italians in lockdown are literally singing from their balconies. It's amazing and inspirational. It's on YouTube. Worth watching. I totally agree. I watched it and cried a little bit. totally agree. Flowing Prana, yes, okay. Waken Possum says, hi, Angie, struggling with talking out loud to myself from an isolated childhood. Thanks, love you. Now, talking out loud to yourself is something that I think a lot of us do, but it's if it's causing you stress, I mean, I think if you're at home, it's fine. You know, if you're at home alone or whatever, or if you're around non-judgmental people, I guess when you get out in public, and it sometimes can become an issue. So Waken Possum, let me know if you're struggling with it from the perspective of in public, or if you're struggling with it because you think you shouldn't be doing it, like, let me know what the struggle is, because I personally don't think it's a huge deal if you're doing it at home, as long as it's not uncomfortable for you. You know, I think a lot of us do that. I tend to talk out loud to myself when I'm at home alone often, and sometimes when my kids are here too. You know, but I don't think it's a huge deal. But if it is a problem for you, then there are things we can do to work through that. So let me know your thoughts. Bonnie says, yeah, we already felt unsafe because of the narc stuff, and now we've had our entire world coming apart. Yeah. Huffle Mom, welcome back, my friend. She says, I'm looking at this difficult time as an opportunity to prune back. Oh, I love this. To prune back my useless personal practices, releasing my stored emotions and forgiving my abusers so I have the energy to use. Hey, that is great. I think this is a great time to do some really intense personal development work. I love that. I think that's really smart, and I think it'll help you as you go forward. You know, it's a good time to take the time to focus on yourself for once, isn't it? If you can, for sure. Diana says, me too. I talk out loud all the time, and my childhood was sheltered. Yeah, I think a lot of us talk out loud to ourselves, and I don't think we're alone in that. I think a lot of humans do that, you know, especially when they're alone. But I'm not sure. I think I remember seeing something about Waken Possum talking about this in another session. So if it's something that is really bothering you, let me know the details of that. So maybe I can give you additional information today, or maybe I can make a video on that for you in the near future. Yeah. Changing My Life says, what did you decide about the blogging group? I already started my blog, but I'd love you. Okay. Love to join your blogging group. I'm still kind of, I only had just a few people come forward and say they wanted that. But I still might go ahead and launch that like really soon. I might maybe start with a little group and bring some more people in. So here's what I'll do. I will definitely start a talking group on Facebook, if that'll work for you, where we can talk about it. And then anybody who wants to join can join. And then we can kind of decide from there what we're going to do. But there are so many, you know, therapeutic benefits to blogging. And maybe I can even set something up where some of you can blog with me on one of my sites, if you're interested in that as well. Let's see. Hey, Stacy, welcome back. Julie says, does anyone know, is it safe to order online, or where to find toilet paper? I have not been able to find toilet paper online, but if you can, let me know. Nubia, thank you. I'm so happy to hear that I've helped you. Flowing Prana says, I bought a narcissist abuse recovery program. Okay, cool. Good, good, good. Decluttering is really helpful. Let's see. How's everyone holding up, says Stacy. Jacqueline says, people have become abusive as everyday staples are disappearing off the shelves. We become their targets. I'm constantly looking for exits and reminding myself to breathe. Yeah, and it would be smart, if possible, to go to the shops, if you must, during maybe what you would think are slower times. I don't even know what those would be at this point. Because I know I was originally planning to go and do midnight shopping at Walmart. But that's not a thing anymore because Walmart closed all the stores at 11 p.m. due to needing to restock shelves and stuff like that. So, yeah. let's see. People have become abusive as every day. Yeah. So I guess my point is, if you can go when it's less busy, that's great. If you find any toilet paper online, let me know. You know, I don't know. I know that people are working really hard to try to get everything, you know, make everything available to everyone. And I think, you know, a lot of us are concerned about everybody buying everything up and the store shelves being empty. That feels unnatural to most of us because we've never experienced something this significant that is going to be this long of a thing, right? Because I've never seen the schools close in my life for anything other than maybe, you know, occasionally, you know, the weather, right? But I've never seen schools close because of an illness. Maybe it's happened in other places, but where I've been alive a few years and never once in my lifetime. I know that in 1918 it happened, but scary stuff. Let's see. Jack says, to changing my life, Huffle Mime and I have blogs. We've been trying to help to get our journal jar one going again. Oh, very cool. Yeah, I think it would be a really great idea for us all to start some sort of blogging group. I love that. Safe, I'm not sure about safe, but I did read that Amazon Prime order delivery times are slowing. That's the truth. And Amazon is also sort of backing. They're not letting anyone ship directly to Amazon for anything but essentials, which are toilet paper and medical supplies and things that you need for your household or whatever. So maybe not as many clothes or like gadgets or knickknacks, you know, things that are important to everyday life. Uncle Meow Meow, welcome back, my friend, says, I'm trying to fight the uncomfortable feelings of getting stir crazy, cabin fever. I'm always normally driving around everywhere on my downtime. Yeah, that is going to be really hard for people that are not used to being at home. And I think that stir crazy feeling or that cabin fever, I was looking for that term the other day. That's exactly what a lot of people are struggling with right now. And I see, you know, whether it's an extroverted person who just needs other people or it's someone like Uncle Meow Meow who just is used to being out and doing all day, it's a big change, you know. So, yeah. Yep. Thank you, Stacy. Yes, and wash your hands. Yes, indeed. Diana says, to start teaching my kids, I probably double-check deep breathing, a skill I think I missed part of that. Crystal says, do not take NSAIDs for any type of virus or infection because it can encourage the onset of growth. Oh, I didn't know all that. Same goes for steroids. Well, I don't think I have any of that in my house, but that's important information. Flowing Prana says, and let me just say this really quickly because I don't know what Crystal's, you know, credentials or whatever would be as far as medically. Anything that I say or anything else you read on the internet, always check with your doctor before you do that stuff because just disclaimer, okay? I'm just going to say that. Same thing for legal advice. We don't give it here, but sometimes we'll have Jillian in the chat or another attorney who might be able to offer some thoughts for you. But again, that's never even legal. That's not legal advice. It's all what it is, right? All right. Let's see. Where was I? Jedi Leia says her school's closed almost yearly for illness. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Bonnie says, we will be okay. If you think about it, it's part of the history that we're seeing. I trust we'll be okay for the most part. It's really making me filled with gratitude for each moment. Yes. Yes. They did. They set up where Bonnie lives, they set up 6 to 8 a.m. shopping for seniors. Where I live, I think it's 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. or something like that when the store opens. So I think it just depends, but yeah. Jedi Leia says their school's closed. I think I already said that. almost yearly for, excuse me, illness, but only for a few days at a time. And that's, again, I've never seen that where I live, but I'm Midwest, you know. But I have seen them close for, snow or ice, or in some cases, the threat of snow. But I've never seen them close for illness that I can recall. Let's see. Diana said, mine was requesting an additional 14 days in the summer. He has nothing, no car, job. I don't know what this is saying, Diana. I feel like I'm missing some of your chat. What's for Tea says, Aldi and Acme in Akron, Ohio are keeping things going pretty well with paper and water. However, no chicken. Oh, wow. Or sanitizer and wipes. Yeah, we don't have any sanitizer. I did just post yesterday, I think, an article on Shine Buzz Daily that told a real simple recipe to make your own hand sanitizer. Yeah, Bonnie says it's eerily quiet here in an otherwise bustling area. Now I hear spring birds bustling now. Yeah, that's crazy. It's scary. We went out in the middle of the day yesterday when you would have thought you would have seen, you know, after work traffic or whatever, and it was also eerily calm. Yes. Let's see. Cabin fever is going to be the new normal. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Patricia Stewart says, we were on hold with Hawaiian Airlines for 5 hours. And we were able to get my son a flight out of the cities in California to our outback rural community. Crossing fingers and toes for his safe return home. Yes, indeed. And be careful, Patricia. If I were you, I would, you know, as much as you want to hug him and stuff, I would kind of be a little careful and, you know, maybe keep everybody socially distant as much as you can until 2 weeks. Because I think it's set, I think what I understand is it takes 2 weeks to, like, incubate, which is bad. Once you've been exposed, you could come up with it 2 weeks later. So be careful. And check me on my facts, because I'm only telling you what I've heard and I'm not an expert on that stuff. Belle says to Jack Lumen, I'm a bit crazy, but holding on. Things are a bit crazy, but I'm holding on. How about you and the family? Thinking of all of us, sending positive vibes. It keeps jumping down on me, guys. I'm sorry if I'm missing stuff. Julie says, so I started online school here, and even their staff are limited. So besides being distracted by my narcissist, yeah, I hear you, honey. Belle says, I'm trying to do a major declutter, much needed. Cleaning and listening to audiobooks or peaceful music is great. Yeah, and cleaning can be very therapeutic for you. I think I told you guys how doing dishes is like meditation for me. You know, getting the clean, you know, getting the dirt off and making it clean again and squeaky. And it's good listening to music and dancing around while I do it. I only embarrass my children sometimes. Yes. Oh, interesting. Bonnie says the seniors can be the new heroes, shopping teepee for the younger ones. Right on. Julie says, I am determined to figure out an online business or website or something to make money. Hey, girl, there's a lot of ways to do that. I would be happy to help you figure that out as well. Let's see here. Belle Jack says, as in Rosie wants to go dormant to not get into the trouble with the eldest kid this morning, but Rosie said she couldn't do it. All right. Yep. Yeah, okay. Jack is into the declutter thing. Hey, if you guys are interested in this, maybe we can, in fact, I already have it done. There's a 30-day declutter challenge on Life Makeover Academy that is totally free. So I'll try to remember to add that to the description after this. But if you remember when I did the declutter video, like last week or the week before, you can go on my channel and see it. In that description is already the link to that. So that's something to be thinking about. Let's see. Also, trying to pass on kindness, like Angie said, only take what you need. Realize there are other people out there who might be so grateful to get something you did not grab. Absolutely. Yeah, I was walking down the bread aisle, and this lady, you know, and I was picking up hamburger buns because there was nothing else except hot dog buns. And this lady walked around the corner at the same time, and both of us were shocked that the shelves were empty there. So as I came around, I found this little side display with some kind of fancy oat bread or something, and there were literally two loaves of bread in the whole store. And so I gave her one and I took one because everybody needs bread. Well, not everybody, but kids. My kids need bread. She looked like she might need bread too. Okay. Yes, Jedi Leia, it's like Black Friday shopping, she said, which I don't do. I also don't do except online. People were literally running over each other when Walmart put out the TP pallets. See, that's the thing. I don't want to have to deal with that. That is too stressful. Yes. Oh, Jack said he did sign up for that clutter. Right on. It's easy if you do it, because each task should only take you 10 or 15 minutes. So try it. I'm telling you. There are some that are going to take a little more, you know, but, and resisting chores like crazy, I'm pretty sure it is related to being a creative, intelligent person. At least that's what I keep telling myself. my kids do the same thing. Okay, right on, JD. My kids do the same thing. Where they're all about, I try to bribe them with money, and sometimes that works, or I try to bribe them with privileges. Sometimes that works. But then if that doesn't work, then I start threatening them. I'm going to take away your phone if you don't do your chores. That almost always works because they don't want to have their phones or whatever taken away. So, yes. All right, let's see here. Bonnie says maybe we can make moonshine and play fiddle and banjo like people of Appalachia back in the day. Could be fun. but don't do anything illegal. Diana says, since 2018, mine got unemployed and went to school. Upgrading in college since 2019. No longer roommate. He has no license, no car, no money, no everything. He's a moocher. Oh, yeah. I don't like that. I don't like when people come just like sit in your house and then try to run your life at the same time while they're taking all your resources. That's a typical toxic person. Let's see. Jack says to Julie that their kids resist chores. I already said that one. Okay. Guitars and light and ukuleles. Hey, what's for tea? Right on. Flowing Prana's with me on the dishwashing meditation. Right on. Kat says, hey, Kat, welcome back. Or welcome if it's your first time. I think you've been here before. Guilt thoughts about the kicked out roommate. She threatens bad stuff. She swore out emergency custody order. Police took to ER. My house is now peaceful, but I'm ruminating. Okay, I understand. I suggest that you change the locks, and I suggest you stop beating yourself up. You don't need to live with a toxic person who's going to make you miserable every day. And the idea that, you know, you, regardless of that person's mental illness, whether it's related to narcissism or not, if that person is making you miserable and they're not your family, you don't owe them anything. And even if they are your family, there are limits to what you owe them. So stay strong, my friend, and know that you're not alone here. Rumination is normal, but certainly you can work toward letting go of the guilt at least. Maybe I can do a video on that. Is anybody interested in another guilt video, or what are your thoughts for tomorrow's discussion? Let me know in the chat here. You can order strings online, Jack, for your guitars. I have a few guitars in my house too. My kids like them. Huffle Mom says, I've set a set time in my new routine for chore time. It's 12 to 4. The trouble is I have to walk out of all of my bad coping habits in order to do it, and I keep forgetting. Don't beat yourself up. Try doing it when it feels right to you. I think sometimes when we schedule ourselves too harshly, I mean, 4 hours of chores a day is a lot, and for being honest, what I find is, as I go along the way, like, my kids and I are all trained, whenever we use a dish, we wash it right away. We never have dirty dishes in the sink. Or whenever I get up out of bed, the first thing I do is make my bed. I never have an unmade bed. Some days it looks better than others, but it's never unmade. You know, so if you get in this habit of just doing things quickly as they happen, then the big piles of stuff go away, and you don't have to worry so much about official chores. Now, if I could just get my kids on track with keeping the trash taken out, I'd be happy. Okay. Julie says, story of my life, takes me all day to get them to do anything. Yes, taking away their things. The only thing I can get a reaction even if I have to is to unplug their TV. Yep, that'll do it. Yep. All right. I just thought something. Love the declutter idea. Okay, Belle, right on. Right. Yep. Okay. changing my life says yes until my kids were like, do you always have to threaten me? So I said, okay, I'll give you a chance. Let's see if you follow through. I have often given chances, and I don't like threatening, and I don't like pushing too hard, but I just tell my kids, look, I'm like, listen, y'all don't pay rent here, and that's totally cool. But part of your responsibility as a member of this household is to do this chore or that chore, whatever their chore is, you know, and that's just how it works. Now, they don't, my kids don't get an official allowance because essentially when they need something, I just get it for them or give, you know, if they need money, I give them money, because, which is maybe not the right way to go. That's just what works for my kids. But when it comes to a lot of kids, they really, really love an allowance. They like to have their own cash in their own hand. And so that's something that, you know, you might consider as well. Oh, right on. Jack says, I like my local music store enough to get some from them. Got the eldest kids their harmonicas there. That's awesome. Wait, I wanted to see what the Flowing Prana said. Yes, please, for decluttering. I watched that. It has been helpful and helped me reframe how my mom became a hoarder. Right on. Thank you for that video, as I never correlated decluttering and CPTSD. Yeah. Yep. All right, guys, I'm going to get ready to wrap up here. Yes, Lise probably is going to have an online dance party for survivors. That sounds like her. Changing my life says my kids are younger, so usually they don't get to play games in their electronics. Oh, there you go. All right. Lise will probably be live on her channel later today, or well, our channel over there. And then she will be popping into the groups, I think the main span group throughout the day as well. And I may be doing the same thing. Oh, that's a good question. Hey, Chris, did you get your vehicle back? I didn't even see. Oh, there she is. Hey, just woke up. Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to get ready to wrap up for now. I will be here tomorrow at the usual time. And if you have thoughts about what you'd like me to talk about, please let me know in the chat right now. And I will be reading those as soon as I get out of here. I hope you guys like the new camera angle better, where it's more at eye level as opposed to being up high. Let me know how you feel about that. And otherwise, I will see you tomorrow, as always. Thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay safe, stay strong. Don't beat yourself up too much.